You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jacqueline, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So tell us, what are you up to today?
I just dropped my daughter off at school, and I'm just enjoying the time without my children.
Isn't that great?
Yes. Is that bad to admit?
No, nope. I'm with you. It's quiet.
That makes you a real human being.
You can actually be alone with your thoughts.
Right?
You can run errands.
Get through all
by yourself.
Boys. Yeah.
You can go wander around Target all alone.
I got to say, I don't trust people who... I don't trust people who say something different, Jacqueline. If they're like, no, I can't go one moment of the day without my children. I'm like,
What is that? Why do they say that? They're liars.
Yeah, I'm starting to think it's not healthy for either side.
You still love your children, but it's just
of course.
To go get yourself coffee and go walk around the park or something by yourself.
You know, maybe that's a bigger topic for our show, is the way people measure their love for their family these days. Because that shouldn't be the measuring stick, do you think, Jacqueline?
No, I actually think it's good to take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
That's right. Self-care.
Take care of
Self-care is important, so that when you know, it's the same like if you're in a relationship with someone. If you're joined to the hip, no, you should be fully formed individuals that bring a palette of experiences to each other.
Look at that.
Absolutely.
So what are you going to do with no kids? What are you going
to
do?
Yeah. Let's get to the meat of it. What's on the docket today, Jacqueline?
Go home and just enjoy a quiet house.
Yeah? Go to the bathroom with the door open?
Right? Without children? Actually, like, wanting to sit right by me?
Yeah.
My leg?
Fingers underneath the door? Yep.
What time do you got to pick them up? Like, what time do you have kids back in your life?
Oh, 11:30, so it's not very long.
Oh, you don't have much time.
That's not long.
You don't have much time.
Here's what I recommend instead. Don't go home. Go to one of these cool breakfast spots and get yourself a really good breakfast out.
Yes, I like the way you're thinking.
Well, a lot of them will, you know, you got some of these brunch places that are open till like 2 o'clock, but go find one and get yourself some French toast.
There you go.
Or, you know, Eggs Benedict or something like that, and treat yourself today, Jacqueline.
Okay, well, now I need a recommendation.
Well, I'm afraid to do that because we have,
so many places
and stuff. There's a bunch of good ones, though.
I mean, those, like, hip and trendy breakfast places now, too, where you can, like, sit at a bar and have breakfast.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, it's very, got, like, a modern farmhouse feel to it.
Yeah.
You can drink your coffee out of a mason jar and all that crap.
Get a mimosa. Screw the coffee.
I did go to girls' trip this weekend, and I'm still feeling it now that it's Wednesday, and I got back on Monday. So I don't know if I can drink
really?
Alcohol right now.
Yeah. All right, so let's just stick with the coffee then.
Where did you go?
Disneyland.
Oh, yuck.
Wait a minute.
What? No, not yuck. Without kids, it was amazing.
Okay, listen, we went to Disneyland last summer, and I did see, like, girls groups and singles and stuff. I bet you it would be kind of fun without kids.
Oh, it was. I mean, different vibe, amazing. Amazing time.
Probably. It's probably
too amazing. We had too good of a time.
Did you drink all the way through Disneyland?
You know, yes.
Yeah. It's probably
fun. You became the eighth dwarf, drunky.
Yep.
Buzzy. You know what? Whatever. You had a good time.
Yeah, as long as you had a good time.
How big of a group are we talking? How many ladies?
There was 10 of us.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, why did you, of all the places you could go to tear it up with your gal pals, why did you choose Disneyland?
It was what my friend chose for her birthday, and we were all about it. We did the matching outfits,
God, no. Jacqueline. Now I'm not on your side anymore.
You know, the more you talk...
That is one of the funniest things. That is like a requirement when you go to Disneyland. Everyone has to have like a funny T-shirt with a saying on it, something like "There goes the college fund," you know, on the T-shirt.
Yep. There were little girls that were coming up and asking for pictures, so we got pictures with a little girl, random kid, with all 10 of us surrounding them. It was
Were
great.
Your t-shirts fairly appropriate? Can you say what was on them?
Oh yeah.
What was
it? We were all just a Disney princess.
Oh, okay.
Like it was yeah. Good innocent fun.
Okay, good.
That part.
All right.
Yep.
I was going to say, they probably wouldn't let you in the park if it was something naughty.
No, yeah.
All right, well.
What was your, talking about the park here, Jacqueline, what was your favorite ride?
Oh, they have a new Mickey ride, which sounds so funny, but it is a good
ride.
The one
in Toontown? The runaway train or whatever it is?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I watched the YouTube video on that. It's very much like the Star Wars one. Did you ride all the Star Wars rides?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. It's very much like that one.
It's just like the big Star Wars ride.
Oh, good. We were in line for that, and it shut down, and we stayed for like 30 minutes and then gave up. And then, of course, it opened up like 10 minutes after we got out of
line. Oh, nuts.
Oh, no.
That one's always broken down. Wait. We paid extra to ride that ride.
That's what we were going to do.
Did you know you can do that now, Dom? If the line is too long, you can pay like $20 each and like jump way ahead in line. Yeah.
I heard about that, and I heard about the people who get so angry that, you know, money allows you to, you know, cut in front of other people. There's the usual people complaining
life.
About that, but that is the way this world revolves, right?
Make more money then.
That's what we did. That's what we did for Radiator, and it was the best $20 spent.
What did this whole trip cost you?
Probably like $700, $800.
That's not bad.
That's it?
That's really pretty
That's
good.
That's it?
No, maybe closer to $1,000. Let's be real.
It's $1,000.
I'm trying to be real, but you don't know what you spent. That's what is kind of confusing to me.
Once you're at Disney, the money just flows out of your pockets,
man. I don't know what I spent. Airfare.
You just hand over your credit cards as you walk in and be like, have at it.
Yeah. How much was your...
get those drinks flowing.
Yeah, and drinks. How much was your ticket to get into the park?
It was $200.
Yeah, I'm not thinking you spent $700 on this trip, Jacqueline.
No, I definitely spent $1,000, maybe a little more.
$1,500.
Right.
I bet $1,500 minimum.
Was it just 2 days? It was a weekend?
It was a weekend. We did 2 days in the park. Yep, and then one day at our Airbnb.
All right, you
dropped $1,500 at least.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, your credit card bill will show up here in just a couple of weeks, and you'll go, oh, yeah.
You'll
go, boy.
Right. Oh, yeah. No.
And then you're going to feel goofy.
Hello.
Jacqueline, let's play, rattle off, okay?
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay. 10 seconds. Oh, and a note to everybody who's on hold. Even if Jacqueline gets it, what's the rule? Jacqueline, do you know the rule? Even if you get it, what do I tell all those people?
To stay on the line.
That's right. Don't hang up. We want to chat
still. Do not hang up. We still want to talk to everybody. Who knows if Jacqueline's going to get it or not? 10 seconds. I'll do a letter one today. The letter is... did I do that one yesterday? Did I do an animal one yesterday?
God, I don't remember.
I think I did.
I don't remember what we did
I'll do another one. I'll do something different. 10 seconds. Give us 5 things you're not allowed, and let your mind wander here, Jacqueline. 5 things you're not allowed to bring into a concert. You can't bring into a concert. Ready, and go!
Guns, alcohol... children, purses,
You got 2.
Trees don't count?
What did you say?
Trees?
Oh, I didn't hear you say trees.
Yeah.
No, but I think it was after the buzzer.
Oh,
but,
was it? Okay, I got guns and alcohol, and then I got
guns and
kids and people.
Purses? You can bring a purse into a concert.
Yeah, and you can bring kids. Yeah, you can. Yeah. You didn't get it. Sorry.
That's all right. It was a good chat. I'm actually shocked.
It was good for us. Listen,
thank you.
Will you call us back when your credit card bill comes in and tell us what the actual damage was, okay?
Yes, I absolutely will.
All right.
Okay, Jacqueline. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I like the way she started at 700.
700, maybe
1,000. And we all know that it ended up being well over. Easily. And in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if it was 2,000.
Easily. Yep.
Hello, Beth.
Good morning, boys.
Morning, Beth.
You ever been to Disneyland?
I have not.
I don't really plan on it.
You don't need
I'm
to go.
Not one of those people.
Yeah, you don't need to go.
Yeah.
I'll never go back.
She made it, you know, listen, what Jacqueline was saying about going without your kids, yes, I get everything she was saying. For me, it's just going to a place with that kind of crowd and a bunch
and
of crying children that don't even belong to
sweat. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Nah.
She was talking about, you know, how she was able to get drunk there, but I'm like, well, they sell alcohol at more places than Disneyland.
And they're probably half the price for a beer. Bethy Beth, what are you doing today?
I'm just working remote, taking care of my little one, and yeah, seeing how the day goes.
Okay. Well,
have you taken a girls' trip any time in the last few years?
No, but I have one coming up. We'll just be going like downtown, but it's for the Ed Sheeran concert.
Oh, good for you.
Great
That'll
night
be
out.
Fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Be really fun. What do you got planned besides the show? You got a place you're going to go out and grab some food? You going somewhere afterwards? What's the story?
Yeah, we got a hotel for the whole weekend, and we haven't made food reservations, but we'll be right in the heart of it all. So we'll be doing all the good things.
That sounds
the
like
two
a
girls
great,
are coming in from
night.
Out of town. So yeah.
Whoa, how many? Good. How many total?
It'll be four of us.
That's a good
I'll be
time.
Fun. You'll get into some hijinks and mischief.
Mm-hmm. How are your seats for the show?
They're pretty good, actually. I can't remember since we bought them so long ago, but I just remember I was surprised, and they were decent location.
All right. Good.
Good. All right.
What else?
Who's watching the little one? Where will the little one be? Huh?
She's staring at me right now.
No, who's watching her when you're going out?
Oh, my husband.
Oh, okay.
All right.
He's a
Where'd
good
you
guy.
Meet him?
Good guy.
We met at CSU.
Go Rams.
Yeah, go Rams.
Yeah. All right. You ready to play some Rattle Off with us, Beth?
Yes, I am.
All right. See how you do with this one. Did I say who the sponsor is yet?
I don't think you did.
Rattle Off, Beth, in case you were wondering, is brought to you by Kapler Mechanical and Electrical. For spring maintenance on your AC, Kapler's got different options to fit all budgets. It's called the Kapler Comfort Club. Schedule your AC maintenance visit to ensure that you are ready to rule the cool this summer.
That's awesome. Thank you, Kapler.
Yes. Let's see how you do with this, Beth. 10 seconds. We need five famous. So you can go back in time. It doesn't matter. Current, old, it doesn't matter. Five famous criminals. Five famous criminals. Ready? And go!
Ted Bundy, John Wayne Gacy, Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh,
you got four.
The Unabomber.
There's the Unabomber.
Oh, yeah.
O.J. Simpson. And some people say, well, he was found innocent, but no, but he was found guilty of something else, and he did go to prison.
He stole memorabilia or something, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. So he was a criminal.
But shoot, you got four. Only four.
We enjoyed talking to you, Beth.
I'm trying to count them all.
Yeah, you got four.
You got four.
Okay.
Listen, you have fun at Ed Sheeran, okay?
Thanks. Yeah, you guys have a great day.
Thank
you.
You
too. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Next up is it?
Araya.
Let me try.
Araya?
Araya. It's like
yes.
Mariah, drop the M.
That's exactly how I spell it.
Bingo. Oh, nailed it.
Very good. Brady. What's the origin? Did you have somebody in the family with that name, or did your parents pick it out for a specific reason?
It's Greek, so we have kind of a Greek heritage.
Okay.
But no one else with the name, no.
I like the name.
I do, too.
It's a cool name.
Thank you.
Purdy.
Yeah. You probably, it's like with me, you probably have to pronounce it for more than half the people, right?
More than half, yes.
Do most people say area?
I've gotten everything. I get Ariel a lot. I don't know where the L comes
Ariel.
From.
Ariel. Maybe they think it's like a typo or something. Ariel? Right. Do you go by like any sort of nickname then or anything to make it easier?
Ari?
R?
Ari?
No.
Ari? No?
No, no. Just
she's like, screw you guys. My name My name is Araya. Get over it.
I just let them say whatever, and I go by whatever they call me.
You're like, yeah, yes. Okay, move on.
Welcome to my world.
It's just easier to move on, you know?
Yes.
Well, it's like when people text in now and they say Don or Tom or something like that. I don't even correct them. I'm just like, whatever you want. As long as you're listening.
Well, and lately I've been Jared for some reason, so.
Yeah, so who knows?
Jared or Jerry.
We don't know what's going
on. Who cares? What are you doing today?
It's not important.
What are you doing today, huh?
I'm at work.
Oh, yuck. What do you do?
I'm a receptionist for an accounting firm.
Yeah? Are you
tax
friendly?
Tax season.
Are you friendly?
Yes.
That's
good. Family owned.
Oh. When you're here, you're family. That should be your slogan.
Yep.
Might be taken.
Is it the big Greek accounting firm?
Yes, that's it. That's the name.
That should be the name.
Is it really? All right.
No.
Favorite Greek food, Araya?
And go.
No, that's not your rattle off. I just want to know.
What?
What's your favorite
name
Greek
five,
food?
Go. What is it? What's your favorite Greek food?
I don't really like Greek food. We don't.
You don't?
I don't really like Mediterranean food. I like Mexican food.
Now we're talking.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I guess.
Enchiladas. Chicken enchiladas.
Come from a Greek family, got a Greek name, and she doesn't like anything Greek.
Do you like olives? You don't even need to eat an olive, huh?
Kalamata olives? Do you like those?
God,
I love those on a salad all day long.
Okay. All right. Well, people are different.
It's a lot of fish, though, like fish and octopus even. And
I like Greek yogurt.
Plain, probably, though, huh? Plain Greek yogurt.
Yeah. I'll put some strawberries in there.
All right. That's pretty funny.
Oh, I like your style. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This one, give some thought to this. Five things we commonly associate with spring. Five things we commonly associate with spring. Ready? And go!
Grass, flowers, tulips, new babies, rain.
Ooh. Did you say rain? Was that one of the last ones?
She said rain.
Rain. Yeah. Then yeah.
Babies?
Yeah, springtime. That's when all the new babies are out, right? The baby bunnies and the baby
kingdom?
Chicks.
Well, then here's my other question, and I'm not being a hard ass here. I'm just wondering. She said flowers and then tulips. Tulips are flowers.
They sure are. But then there are other flowers, too.
There are other flowers.
A flower can be a tulip.
She just
is
named
a flower,
one.
But a flower doesn't have to be a tulip.
No, she just meant all the rest of them.
It could be like flower print on your dress.
Sure. Yes, a flowery dress, of course.
Oh, I always think it's funny when we get lobbied by the contestant to
hey, to I gotta try.
I kind of want to give it to you.
Yes, we have to. You got it.
Hold on a second. Hold on,
Araya.
Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hold on, Ariel.
Hold on. Here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the next contestant, Destiny. Destiny, would you give the prize to Araya?
No way.
Harsh. All right, go to, is it Katie up there?
Hold on,
Destiny.
Hold on. Katie, would you give the prize to Araya?
I would, but I'm pretty nice to everybody.
You're nicer than Destiny.
Hold on a second. Don't go away.
Now we got a tie.
Hold on a second. Destiny, why did you say no way?
Because I need the chance. That's the only reason.
So you're greedy.
Oh. Hold on.
Oh, all right. We'll give it to her then. Araya, you won.
You're a winner.
I was like, does my vote count?
Yeah, your vote totally counts.
Your vote counts. You're in. You're a winner.
Our two votes count too. You won.
Fine. Yes. We just don't take it that seriously most times. It depends on
poor Destiny.
She's like, it depends on the contestant, but you seem
you're charming.
The fact that you're Greek and you don't like Greek things is funny to me. And I will say that flowers and tulips can be
absolutely
two different things.
Absolutely.
But don't let it happen again, Araya, okay?
It won't. No.
All right, listen. Hold on. Don't go away.
Okay.
Josh is going to tell you about your prize. Now we go back to Destiny, who's now mad at us. Hi, Destiny.
I'm not mad. I'm just a little disappointed.
Aww. You'll be fine. You still have
you sound
your whole,
like a parent now, don't you?
You have your whole day ahead of you. It's beautiful out.
I am a parent. I have a one-month-old, a two-year-old, and my 14-year-old homesick today.
Ooh, yuck.
What are you going for, a pity vote here? What are you talking about? What's going on here?
No, I would say I'm super mom today. I just got done making breakfast tacos and breakfast potatoes, speaking of breakfast.
That sounds tasty.
What goes into your breakfast potatoes? How do you make them breakfast potatoes?
So you can cut them however you prefer. I always take the skin off, put a little bit of olive oil or vegetable oil, whatever you prefer, and then you fry them for maybe at 8 or maybe 5 minutes, turn them, and then put them on low with a cover for about 20. Mm-hmm. And then I put some of the Lowry's, salt and pepper. Sometimes I get fancy and just like sprinkle some brushed parsley or even cilantro on them, but they're so good.
That does sound like a fancy taco.
You had me until the cilantro.
You don't like cilantro?
I like it a little bit.
Does it taste like soap to you? That's the whole thing. It tastes like soap.
Cilantro tends to
overpower it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like cilantro. So
kind of hijacks a dish sometimes.
Yeah.
Either way, it sounds really fancy. It sounds fancier than throwing in a Lego Mayego waffle.
You know, if you had described those potatoes to us before, we would have given you the prize, but now it's too late, so.
That's all right.
What's everybody sick with?
I do think tulips and flowers are the same thing. It's the same category.
But the only thing that decided it for me is that a tulip is a flower, but a flower isn't necessarily a tulip.
And flowers can be on various things, like a spring dress or a spring flag, and you know,
of course, then
flowers.
She would have had to have said flowers on a dress.
Well, listen, it's in
it's
the past
late.
Now.
Look,
what's done is done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can't go back.
Que sera, sera.
You're not going to be upset by this like the entire week now, are you? Well, the rest of the week.
No.
Okay.
No, I'll be good.
All right, good. Well,
that's all we got.
Wipe down your house with Lysol.
Will do. Yeah, it's just my 14-year-old, but I'm on maternity leave for 4 months, so I'm just soaking in this time. It's a little crazy, but it's good. I'm grateful for the time.
What date do you go back to work?
After July 4th, so July 5th.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a banker.
Oh, okay. So everybody's picking up your slack while you're gone.
Yeah.
They're going to be super happy when you get back.
Do you have a good team?
They are.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, good luck to you. Thank you for being on the show with us. We're sorry you didn't get to play the game, but call us back tomorrow. Since you didn't get to play, you can call tomorrow.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Thank you. Yeah, our rule on that every couple of months is if you actually play the game. If you get through but you don't get to play, you can call back the next day.
Sure.
That's fine. Like Katie. Katie might call us tomorrow, or maybe not. Hi, Katie.
I hope so. Yeah, I want a chance. Mm-hmm.
She wants a chance.
All right.
What are you doing with your day today?
Staying home with one of my kiddos. She had surgery the other day, so I'm just taking care of her and just working from home.
She doing okay?
A little bit. She had her tonsils and adenoids out, and so we're just trying to get her to take liquids, and
Ouch.
That's really hard. So.
Yeah, I remember when my stepdaughter had that done. It was,
My neighbor's kid just had that done, and it does not sound fun.
Well, wait a minute. How old is your daughter?
Yesterday was the worst. She's 12, so.
Yeah, okay.
Oof. Did you get to keep the tonsils?
No, she wanted a picture of it, but we forgot to ask. So,
yeah, what do they do with them? You know,
I have no idea.
You just toss them in a trash can, or
grind them up, and they sell them in the hospital cafeteria. Yeah.
Do you think they put them in their own mouth, and they're like,
they put them on baked potatoes. Look, it's better now at 12 than when she's, say, 22. That's one of those things that they say, the older you are, the much more difficult it is.
She'll
My son had his tonsils out. My son had his out when he was six, maybe. He was really young, and the doctors were like, you got to be thankful that it's so young. He'll get over it fast. And he
did. Yeah, they'll bounce back. I thought mine were going to have to.
The kids had it done at two, and she had it at 12. But both of them had like really bad sleep apnea. Like they were so big, it was like causing obstruction. So
they thought mine were going to come out because I had something called tonsil stones. Look it up.
Talk about gross.
Nothing.
There's these. They're like little white nodule rock looking things, and they
they're
come out of your tonsils. Yeah. And they smell really bad.
Yeah, they told me she'll have dragon breath for a while, so.
Ooh, yeah. Get some Listerine.
Yeah.
Ooh, actually don't. That sounds like it would sting.
That would burn, yeah. That would not sting, right?
Yeah. Is she supposed to gargle with anything?
Well, she also had something done with her nose. They put these, like, tubes in her sinus thing. I don't know. She had, like, three or four different things
this
done.
This poor kid.
My God, she was a mess.
Really? Yeah, she has a deviated septum, so yeah, she's got a whole lot of stuff going on.
My poor kid.
Well, you know what?
Jeez.
She's getting all this work done now. She'll be, you know, she'll be a happy, healthy adult.
Yeah. Right now, living on popsicles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
All right.
You know what? Power to you too, Mom, for being there with a kid who's going through all of that. We know it's kind of taxing you a little bit, too. So you hang in there, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Listen, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. We hope you try again tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, hopefully. My kids want to go to that immersive thing, so we'll keep trying.
Yeah.
All right.
Call us back.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Katie.